This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, or Billy's Boy. And today you'll be hearing a part of a classic message that my mom taught called The Power in the Blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. I grew up in this. I witnessed it. It changed our family's life. It changed ministries' lives. Many people. So do not miss this in-depth study of Bible principles on the power in the blood and how to practically apply it in these glorious, though perilous, last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
2 Timothy 1:9. God crowned him with the most wondrous substance of all creation. God crowned the man with glory. Glory, which seems so abstract to you, is so real to God. For it is God himself, his very presence. It's what he's made of. And God took of himself and his glory and fashioned a crown and a covering for his men. And he walked over to the man in the midst of the pomp and circumstance of heaven, and he crowned the man. And the angels were shocked. This one kind of has the spirit of Peter. The others were dumbfounded, didn't say a word. But they got one spokesman, and he said, we got some questions about this, Lord. God, you crowned him with your very self, your very being, your very makeup. You crowned him with glory. The presence of God manifested. You crowned him with glory and honor. Did you forget God? You put one of those things in there that's dangerous. You remember you put a will in him, God? You better think this over now. Remember what happened with that one guy in his will? God crowned the man. And when God crowned him with his glory, and God put forth his word, let him have dominion over the works of God's hands, immediately the enemy of God comes, and he always comes to attack the word, because if he can ever stop God's word from coming to pass, he will defeat God. And God stepped out. He always steps out. He writes it in a book for everyone to take a look. God said what will be. He crowned him with glory, and the end will be he'll have the dominion over the works of my hands. And fallen Lucifer said, you slipped up this time, big guy. I'm going to tempt that will. And he came up to the man and he tempted his will. And the man took the will and he turned it toward the enemy of God. And when he did, the man tumbled and fell. And the Lord said to me one Sunday morning when he was giving us this revelation years ago in our church, I was getting ready for church, and I heard a voice up over my shoulder. And the voice said, do you know Romans 3:23? Oh, so relieved, it's one I knew. I really was. That was my first reaction. Oh, thank God, I know it. What if he said, if you do know Ezekiel 17:6? And so, I turned around to quote it proudly. Said, yes, I know it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. And when I said it, I saw it. I saw the fall. This one I saw it. He said, this is what happened in the fall. I swooned, I fainted, and the Lord quickly gave me a shot of adrenaline. He quoted the scriptures to me. But the captain of your salvation is bringing many sons to glory. God sent the word, the man will have dominion over the works of my hands. Satan tested it, but the captain of our salvation is going to bring many sons to glory. He said, that's what happened in the fall. That's the story in a nutshell. And I saw the man tumble down with Satan. And I saw God, and God is over here, and God is glorious. God is made of glory. That man has been walking in God's presence every day in the fullness of the glory because he was clothed with glory. God and man walk and talk and have fellowship. But sin, remember the bug lamp? Sin comes in the presence of the glory. And man has died spiritually. And I heard Satan say, because he thought he defeated God, I heard him say, with the hidden man hiding, cowering behind Satan, I heard him say to God, what are you going to do now? 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 Because Satan knows that sin can never come into the presence of glory. But God didn't even answer him. He just stood there. And the Bible says he had a mystery. He had a secret hidden in God. He had a plan. What a hiding place right in the middle of God. The Old Testament prophets didn't know it. They'd prophesy about it and then wonder what they were talking about. The gospel of writer, it was a mystery. The gospel writers didn't know the mystery. Until a little man named Paul came along who understood the mystery. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to close with just two more scriptures. That's not been quite 300. Hallelujah! Bless the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. Paul says, we speak wisdom among them that are mature. That's what perfect means here. It's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained when? Before the world. Why? Unto our glory. Before the world, the mystery was decided before he ever walked forth and made the declaration. And the Amplified Bible translates it like this: this mystery, this plan of God, which God ordained before the world to lift us back up into the presence of God. That's what you're saved to. The church of the living God will stand in his face forever in the very fullness of his glory and his power, and you will be a glorified one, changed into fullness of glory, operating with God throughout all ages and eternity. Now, listen to what Paul said. Verse 8. None of the princes of this world knew this, for had they known it, they would not have crucified who? The Lord. Ah, glory. I'm telling you, the Bible is the story of the glory. The Lord who brought us back into the captain of our salvation, who brings us back up into the presence of God. He would never have crucified him, the Lord of glory. Paul speaks of this mystery once more. Let's read it in Colossians. He speaks many times, but we'll read only one more and we'll close with this. Colossians 1:26. Hallelujah. When he talks about this, it's always called the mystery. It's the mystery of the church. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery, Paul says, even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known, or God wills to make known, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery? Oh, folks, if you only know that you're saved from sin, you haven't tasted the riches of the glory. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here's the mystery, Christ, the anointed one, the Mashiach, in you, the hope of glory. Satan. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? If he'd known the plan, he never would have lifted that spotless lamb. Even the high priest offered him on that altar of the cross. And the blood dripped. for you and for me. God bled. And now, if a man receives that, the moment he dies, the moment he believes Jesus died on that cross and God raised him from the dead and takes him as his Lord, at that moment, the Mashiach, the Anointed One, comes inside that man. He becomes a brand new man, and he's Christ in him, the hope of glory. You're on your way upward the circle, and you're going to end up glorified, hair, eyeballs, toes, nose, everything about you in the face of the Father forever and ever and ever and ever. I was preaching this down at Scott Webb's church in Birmingham, Alabama. And Scott said the Lord spoke to him and said, when Satan saw the first man get born again and Christ come in him and become his hope for the fullness of God, that Satan said, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? He can't stop it. We're going for the gold. No, past gold. That's just the streets. We're going for the glory. Christ in you right now is your hope of walking on the streets with your face shining and men and women coming to you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. God's temple is going to function like that. In this very year, you're going to see things you've never seen before. God's spoken to more than one prophet about it. And we've seen it with our very eyes. Yes, there will be attacks and persecution, but we're ready for this hour. We shall repent of short-sightedness and we shall march toward what we're made for. Stand, please. Glory to God. Musicians, come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing that first verse of Blessed Assurance. Now you'll understand the foretaste of glory, and you'll understand what blood has to do with it. The Lord has shown to me that the blood, and making much of it in this hour, see, it's the blood that cleanses you to stand the glory again. But in your very being, this young man here, and I'm getting old enough now that older and older people are young to me.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness today. This teaching is available in its entirety on CD or DVD by calling our offices at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can order on our website, www.billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. Thanks for listening, and this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.